The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, it's not. You'd have to back me up on this. I don't think it's the tone of Bernie Sanders' campaign and his rhetoric that is aggravating the Clinton people, and especially former Secretary Clinton. It's the fact that her leads have collapsed in state after state after state. This is her home state. This is where she was elected to the United States Senate. She began her presidential campaign with a nearly 50-point lead over Bernie Sanders. It is now down to about 12, and perhaps shrinking internally, we don't know. But so it's her frustration, the campaign's frustration, in dealing with a 74-year-old Democratic socialist from Burlington, Vermont, that they can't put away.
Well, and in some ways, it's clear that she's lucky that there are all of those ticks against Bernie Sanders, that he can't make the argument.
Well, no question that one, Hillary Clinton is losing momentum. I mean, in Wisconsin, Bernie Sanders' lead is widening here, Scott. You know, what is going on with the former Secretary of State here?
You know, I think I might – we talked about this a little bit yesterday, but I think I might have the answer.
Okay.
Here, I got a clip for you.
Okay, all right.
Transparency. I think the answer is transparency, that there will be complete transparency. An answer for that is what we have been doing for the last several years, and that is to be transparent about it.
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
She does keep using that word. And maybe she just, you know, that's the thing about her, is that she just reinvents things, which is kind of, in a lot of ways, it's kind of like attorneys, you know, because she does have that. Yeah, I mean, she's a lawyer. I think she still has her her certification. It's her husband that got disbarred, but I think she's still a lawyer, right?
All those transparency clips that she made there, all those came out of the one clip that we had yesterday. One 2-minute clip. She said it like 5 different times in that clip. And she keeps talking about transparency, but she has never been transparent. She, from Benghazi to was it Watergate?
No, we want to say Watergate, but no, it's not Watergate.
It's not
in
Watergate.
Fact, I knew exactly where you were going, and I'm trying to remember.
Whitewater. They've never been totally honest. They've never come. It's always half truth or you know, push off jobs. You know,
right.
It wasn't me.
Yeah. Who are you going to believe? You going to believe me or your lying eyes? You know, and this is the stuff that's so obvious, and it just keeps on, you know, keeps on going. And then she comes out. I mean, you know, everybody's all over pigpiling on Trump. You know, with his faux pas and his gaffe. And last week, Hillary says nobody died. We didn't lose one person in Libya. How do you get to 4 people plus and all the injuries and everything in Libya and Benghazi, and now we lost no one?
And there again, be transparent with it. If you didn't do anything wrong, just be transparent. Open up your, show us the emails, show us all these things that let us know the story. It's the same thing with her. I just lost my thought. She has a lot of issues right now that could all be resolved very easily just by her actually following her own advice and being transparent.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, Scott, I got to tell you, and this happens in all walks of life, I found. If somebody has to tell you that they're going to be transparent, they're telling you they're not. I mean, President Obama said this was going to be the most transparent administration ever. And look how non-transparent they've been right out the gate. I mean, in short order, somebody tells you that we're for peace. You don't have to tell me that you're for peace. You just go and you just do. You do peace. You are peace. You know. You don't have to tell me about it.
Just trust
and that's
me, Bill.
It's the
just
same
trust
thing.
Me on this, right?
Exactly. You know. Why are you begging me to trust you? Now you make me not. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. We're back with you in just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. We're coming at you Monday through Friday, 3 hours every day now from 9 to noon Eastern Time. With us right now is Justin Danhoff, General Counsel for the National Center for Public Policy Research, as well as the Director of the Center's Free Enterprise Project. Justin, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, great to have you here to talk about something that you've been focusing on and hanging on it like a dog on a bone, which is so important. And so many employees are appreciating that you're taking a stand on their behalf with the Employee Protection Shareholder Proposal. Explain to our audience what you've been doing relevant to that.
Sure. So, there's an interesting legal issue in the United States where a lot of workers are differently situated. We currently have a situation where half of American workers live in a jurisdiction where there is some sort of legal protection, either a state or a local law, that would protect you if your boss or supervisor took an action or terminated you from your job for your private political activity.
Mm-hmm.
So what that means is half of Americans live in a jurisdiction where there's no protection for this at all. We uncovered this about a year and a half ago, and we've really been digging into the issue. And the way that we wanted to approach it, because we always, if there's a non-government way to solve an issue, we always prefer that. We don't look mm-hmm. for government solutions really ever. Mm-hmm. So what we decided to do was to ask some of the major American corporations, some, sector leaders, if you will,
yep.
to voluntarily adopt this policy into their employee codes of conduct, into their hiring policies, their retention policies, thereby a company that operates across the nation who has workers in all sorts of different states, all their workers will be on equal footing from this sort of standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And so we petitioned dozens of companies, and at this point, we're proud to say that more than a dozen companies that didn't have this policy on the books before have instituted it after we've worked with them, filing shareholder proposals, working with their government relations and HR-type people, which represents more than 5 million American workers that now have this protection on the books that didn't have it before we started this project.
It's amazing to think about, especially now, as contentious as our country has become, over these issues. I mean, we had the story of Mozilla, right? You have somebody, the CEO, less than $1,000, he invests to support DOMA, and he gets chased out of the office. I mean, really? I mean,
yeah, that's the issue that brought it to our attention. And then we actually started looking around, and of course – Brandon Eich, the CEO of Mozilla, he was ousted for his private political donation. Well, you know, he's the CEO. We found that this is happening, you know, more and more for, you know, what people consider to be protected First Amendment activity. And that's actually the reaction I get all the time is, oh, Justin, that could never happen because of the First Amendment. Well, you know, folks, you got to remember the First Amendment protects you against the government. The government
right.
can't take an action against you because you espouse a belief or state, you know, your political allegiance. However, private actors, you're not protected. So, you know, Bill, if you came in, if you came into my house and started telling me how great, for instance, the Ku Klux Klan was, I would ask you to get out of my house with haste because
right.
you don't have First Amendment rights. So that's the same thing. Your employer is also a private actor.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, in this kind of totalitarian day, you know, that we live in, we go from outrage to outrage. We don't want to see people losing their job because of their private political activity, whether it be far left or far right or somewhere in the middle.
Well, I'm for states, you know, ruling over this. How many states protect our employees?
It's about half right now.
Really? Okay.
So it's about half and half.
Well, they need the other half need to get on board here because otherwise, you know, progressives are going to pick up on this. And progressives long ago would have made this an EEO thing. And of course, it would have had a progressive bent on it. Maybe this is just outside of their purview and understanding the sense of fair play that this represents. Justin, let me ask you this. What about the case where you've got employers taking employees' money and directing that toward a political interest?
So, yeah, that's been an interesting one that the Supreme Court recently, I believe they split on it because, of course, now we have a situation where...
You've only got eight judges, right?
So, you know, that's a very interesting First Amendment issue that I think the justices should have ruled in favor of the employee there who didn't want their money used for... political activity because that is compelled speech, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have your First Amendment right, and essentially it was taken away by the employer, and the employer was speaking for that employee by using political speech. So that's my legal opinion on that case. And I do hope that, you know, once we have a fully seated Supreme Court, that a case like that reaches back up to the High Court and we can settle that issue.
Well, it's not like a company would allow an employee to do the opposite, right?
That's exactly right. That's exactly
I mean, I'm just saying. Now, in this case with the employee protection shareholder proposal, you've had a lot of success, but Starbucks straight armed you. I'm a bit surprised. I'm shocked.
Well, you know, maybe you shouldn't be there. The CEO of Starbucks is, of course, Howard Schultz, who is a very, very liberal gentleman. In fact, so liberal that some famous progressive publications tried to court him to run for the Democratic ticket because they're not terribly satisfied with the folks they've got on the ticket right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting. We've got a lot of companies who've agreed to adopt this policy, but you know, the two outliers at this point are Costco and Starbucks, and the similarities between the two are quite strong in that they both were founded and are currently run by extreme liberal individuals. So if that tells you something, it's that, you know, the liberal mindset at the top, they would like that to permeate their entire business culture. And indeed, both companies have a very strong reputation of being quite liberal.
I wonder how many of their employees really understand this, that they're, you know, they're not protected.
Well, I think a lot of them do. A lot of them, you know, if you look at I think it was the political donations in the last cycle for Costco, for example, 95% of them went in one direction.
Mm.
So that shows you that they, you know, even those who might want to step out of the line know that they probably shouldn't. So that's
right.
quite unfortunate. And I've been to both shareholder meetings, and there's lots of employees at these, and I've explained the issue very clearly. So both companies are certainly on notice at this point.
Well, where do we go from here, Justin?
You know, we've got a lot of companies signed up, and a lot of them are market leaders, and we're going to try and bring that, you know, expand it out. We've got over 5 million workers protected. We're not going to stop there.
Well, there's just nothing like the illumination of a topic to bring out the truth and make it rise to the top, is there?
Not at all. And you can read some more at nationalcenter.org, folks. Come over and support our work, and we're trying to expand some freedom wherever we can.
Well, Justin, great job. Thank you for all your hard work and everything that you guys do at the National Center for Public Policy. Justin Danhoff, General Counsel for the organization, on Bill Martinez Live. It's just about 14 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Miracles are God's way of letting us know He's here.
From the producers of Heaven is for Real, Miracles from Heaven.
Mommy! Mommy! I'm coming!
Unfortunately, the test confirmed that she's very ill. There is currently no cure for Anna's condition.
We're not giving up.
Based on the incredible true story.
We need a solution.
And we'll get it.
How?
By not losing our faith.
Like a small boat.
This Easter.
On the ocean.
So you're telling me that when this baby girl fell 30 feet, she hit her head just right and it healed her?
Yes.
That's impossible.
How do we explain the impossible?
He told me I'd be fine.
Who told you you'd be fine?
Miracles from Heaven, starring Jennifer Garner. Now playing. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets and showtimes, go to miraclesfromheaven-movie.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
This is gonna be the best day of my life.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, we're online, TuneIn Radio, WWCR. We're around the world via shortwave, over 270 markets for you, and we're glad that you could join us this morning, especially to talk and listen with our next guest, Sarah Bowling. Sarah is the daughter of the Reverend Wallace and Marilyn Hickey, if you can imagine that. So she can be serious on even on this an April Fool's Day, right? Right, Sarah.
Right, exactly.
Well, you know, and people must wonder, go, what kind of child upbringing and household that must have been with Marilyn Hickey and Reverend Wallace.
Sure, totally good upbringing, great parents, and a great exposure to the Holy Spirit throughout my childhood. So that was totally an upgrade for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, when you get a leg up, you know, with this kind of this kind of upbringing and tutelage, no doubt, and your book Heavenly Help that's just been released is kind of a culmination of that. You know, sometimes when people say, you know, how long did it take you to do something? You say, well, maybe it took me a year plus a lifetime. And for you, that's one of these lifetime books, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I feel like the Holy Spirit completely positioned me for this exact, so to speak, Kairos moment to really promote and lift up the awareness that the Holy Spirit, Heavenly Help, is available to all of us who have Jesus in our lives.
Right. Well, Jesus said that he had to get out of the way that the Holy Spirit would come and really give meaning and understanding and wisdom to that which he imparted to us, which over the millennia continues to be there. And it's a power source that Christians, misunderstand. They don't tap into, and they wonder why they're not overcomers as Jesus said they would.
Yeah, I think that the problem is we tend to make the Holy Spirit like an object, you know, like an extension cord or you know, we try, because it's hard for us to get our heads around Spirit, right? Mm-hmm. When you say Spirit, everything gets misty, right?
Right.
But Jesus introduces the Holy Spirit in John 14:16, says, I will ask the Father to send you another helper. Mm-hmm. Well, that takes away the mist right there, because everybody on the planet needs help.
Exactly.
And if you think you don't need help, then ground zero, you need the Spirit of Truth, who's the Holy Spirit, to show you that you do need help. So Holy Spirit is, when you think about it in terms of help, supernatural, heavenly help, then I think all of us kind of let our guard down, or it helps us to kind of say, oh, okay, help with groceries, help with my kids, help with my marriage, help with my family, help with my decisions, help with my school. Help, help, help. And that's exactly who the Holy Spirit is, our heavenly help.
Exactly. Why did you write the book?
I wrote the book, I think, I see in the body of Christ this massive deficiency of people connecting with the Holy Spirit, not just like for gifts and fruits, but the Holy Spirit as an individual and connecting in an intimate, very personal, deep way and deep in our hearts. And so there's this, in my mind, a huge gap, a huge void, and I felt the Holy Spirit really speak to me and compel me write this book, because I want people to connect with me, not just for the external consequences, but internally in a deep, intimate way. And I believe with all my heart that this book helps address that deficiency, that void for all of us.
Well, as we talked about, you and I, earlier, so much about the Holy Spirit is misunderstood. And like any relationship, you need to have connection. And just as you were referring to earlier, you know, help with groceries, help with getting the kids to school, you know, just the simple things of life that we wouldn't think that we require and would require heavenly help. But it's not so much about the heavenly help as much as it is about building the relationship to know that the Holy Spirit is there for you in the little things, so that when you deal with the bigger things, it's an instinctive, natural, request or a natural connection with heavenly help, because God takes us through the process, you know, of where, you know, it is about the experience. You know, the Bible says he who knows their God will do mighty things. It's not so much about the mighty things as much as it is about knowing the God. Knowing God, and knowing God is by experience that you know that you know that you know. And because the Holy Spirit, like you said, you know, for some can be just this mist and ethereal concept, we don't realize that this is the third person of the Holy Trinity that is desiring a relationship with us. But if we don't connect, then we miss out.
Totally. And I love what you said as far as looking for help on those little things so that the big things become like an instinctual. Man, that's going to like really ruminate in my mind for a while, because that's exactly the truth. I think we tend to do all this stuff and we're independent. Our culture affirms independence. But at the same time, that's a way of resisting the Holy Spirit help, supernatural heavenly help. And so I think it's so essential for us to really lower our guard and kind of let down some of that independence so that the Holy Spirit, our heavenly help, can come alongside of us and be that supernatural help.
Sarah, I know you're vulnerable in the book, and I want you to be a little bit vulnerable here, because I think it'll help people connect with, you know, heavenly help and your growing experience with the Holy Spirit. Relate to us, you know, a transitional story for you. A point where you were and now you are different as a result of the Holy Spirit in your life.
Sure. I grew up in a charismatic background, and in the heart of all of that, I'd say, at that era in that time. And I loved the authentic Holy Spirit, but I was very repelled by human manipulation, you know, and contrived and synthetic. And so I tended to throw the baby out with the bathwater and be a little dismissive, you know, and arrogant. And so in my mid-20s, I had a really profound experience with the Holy Spirit where I felt like the Holy Spirit said to me, you know, Sarah, I really have this path open for you, and I don't want you to resist this for me. And it was in relation to saying yes to ministry, getting involved in the ministry, because I wanted nothing to do with that stuff. Mm-hmm. I was like, are you kidding me?
You've been around it all my life. Yeah, right. Exactly.
No, that's the last thing in the world I want to do.
Yeah.
But the Holy Spirit really dealt with me, and I felt the Holy Spirit say, if you say no to this, you're saying no to me. And all my life, I never wanted to say no to the Holy Spirit. I've always wanted to say yes, wholeheartedly yes.
Right.
So that was a significant turning point for me.
And for you, then you realize some giftings and talents that were deep down, and suddenly now you have place to express those giftings and talents that God has blessed you with.
Yeah, you know, I understood kind of some awareness with teaching, language abilities, and all kinds of communication stuff. And then now this recent experience is in writing, which this has been such a wonderful experience. I mean, I felt the Holy Spirit when I wrote this book. Like, I've never felt the Holy Spirit before, and I'm like, ooh, let's do that again. This is so exciting. I love
it. Right, exactly.
I totally love it.
What are some of the favorite parts of the book for you?
Oh, there's one of the things I love, and people keep referring to this, is there's an allegory, a continuing allegory throughout the book at the end of every chapter. Mm-hmm. And it really frames and puts into the theme of that chapter what that looks like for us in our modern living. And so it's kind of an ongoing story between Ruth and Naomi. I explain what it is at the very beginning, first chapter. And then kind of as the reader goes through the book, not only do you read about the theme of the chapter, you know, as it relates to the Holy Spirit, but then you see what could that look like rolled out in the daily living in those allegories. So
exactly.
I've had people tell me again and again, this is such a rich opportunity to connect with the Holy Spirit.
Well, congratulations on the book, Sarah Bowling, Heavenly Help. We've got about 30 seconds here to tell the people where they can go to get their hands on the book and the website for Heavenly Help.
Yep, heavenlyhelpbook.com, and then Amazon, Barnes & Noble's, all the mortar and brick stores. Love for everybody to pick up multiple copies. It'll be a tremendous blessing.
Sarah Bowling on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Sarah. God bless. It's 28 minutes after the top of the hour.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-second Walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-Second Walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world.
There's a wonderful world of softness, a wonderful world of freshness. It's the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful world.
You've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. It is time for Coach Kevin Collins, who holds a doctoral degree in public admin, a Semper Fi Marine like yours truly, retired New York City police officer, and a member of the American Mensa and the NYCPD Honor Legion. Coach, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing well, doing well.
Hey, I got to tell you, we need your admin skills to get together with Reince Priebus. We got to get all the Republicans together, tell them to, empty out all the ammunition. I mean, they keep firing in circles in the tent here, and I know it makes for conversation. The progressives are loving it. Guys like Chris Matthews are going nuts and all these other people. And, of course, I keep saying Hillary Clinton, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the DNC are just enjoying, what the Republicans are doing to themselves right now.
Yeah, sure. Well, I would take issue with your description just a little bit. It's what the Republicans establishment is doing to the Republican rank and file. I think that fits better here.
Well, the deal is that, Coach, first of all, I mean, Donald Trump's had a rough week. Why would he not pick up the phone? And Michelle Fields, I mean, this is a 5-second phone call. Michelle, I'm sorry this happened. Is there something I can do for you? Obviously, you had a question, even though she, getting into all this other stuff that she went around Secret Service and, was a bit aggressive herself. It's the typical deal. It puts Trump in a bad light, and women are, the women on the left are just eating this up, and they make it seem like he's some misogynist of some extreme sort over this whole situation because he went to defend, Corey Lewandowski. And I just think, it's just bad crisis management. in dealing with these things. You want to deal with them quick, get them out of the way, move on, don't let them blow up. I mean, even Michelle Fields at one point, I mean, she had said early on, I mean, you know, she hadn't made a total decision for Ted Cruz. She was open to consider Donald Trump, and then this happens, and it's like, then they get, you know, get into maligning her and just, you know, complicating something that didn't need to be complicated.
Well, let's back up a minute. First of all, I absolutely reject that last part about her. Well, I was going, because that's just too pat. I was going to support Trump, but now I'm for Cruz.
Well,
you know that this woman had lodged phony complaints against Alan West, against members of the New York City Police Department, and other people. There's a list. I don't have it offhand. This is a pattern that this woman, you know, follows.
Mm-hmm.
She is a strong amnesty supporter, so she would never support either Trump or Cruz. And this is just something that it got out of hand. I agree, but at some point there was no way that Trump was going to stop this because it was in Palm Beach County.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, the local police there brought this, and a statement from the Palm Beach County District Attorney kind of says that he's distancing himself from this.
Mm.
And the name Mike Nifong came up on my screen when I was reading this. Mike Fong is the guy who committed political suicide when he made up a batch of lies and went after the Duke lacrosse team several years ago and ended up just destroying his own career. And I think he wound up getting disbarred. So, yes, could have been handled. Probably it could have been handled better. Sure.
Yeah. Well, and that's what you hope to do. I mean, because it's just, you know, one of those things, again, you and I have been in business for a long time. We've dealt with people. We have found and learned experientially the sooner you take care of these problems, the better off you are. And, you know, a guy like Donald Trump with all his experience, you think, wow, you know, why would you let it get to this, you know, to this degree?
I agree. That was bad. And he was inartful in his answer to Chris Matthews about abortion. That was bad. And it may or may not hurt him, you know, in the polls. But I think what you have to look at is the recent Gallup survey on enthusiasm, which is absolutely stunning.
Mm-hmm.
Gallup surveyed Trump supporters, Cruz supporters, and Kasich supporters. They gave them many categories of enthusiasm. The top two were extremely enthusiastic, and then the second one in top, and then the second one was very enthusiastic. Kasich's combination of those was 33%.
Mm-hmm.
Cruz's combination of those was 39%. Trump's combination of extremely and very enthusiastic amongst the support of his people is 65%. Even Gallup commented that this is an extraordinarily high number, and Gallup actually added in their message, very unusual for them to do this, they sent a veiled warning to the Republican establishment saying, this could, if Trump does not get the nomination, this could be a, quote, impediment in November, close quote.
Oh. Well, there's, you know, Coach, come on. There's no doubt. I mean, it doesn't take a genius look at the numbers on this deal. I mean, what Donald Trump said, and again, you could question and say, well, he may have said it a little inartful, but he was being honest. That is that you got people so passionate. They're so viscerally responding to the message. I mean, they've got somebody who's championing their cause for the first time in like forever almost. And, you know, and so now they see the establishment apparatchiks, even though the establishment has tried to, you know, disappear in the vapor somewhere. Don't think that they're not still pulling some levers here. Whatever you want to call it, it is still there and they're freaking out. And, you know, and people look at it and say, man, if these guys try to do an end run here, and, you know, this conversation about Paul Ryan possibly, or somebody who didn't even, or let's bring back Scott Walker, or even, you know, somebody like, you know, John Kasich, you know, where he's at, that he's somehow becomes the last man standing. I mean, to get there, Coach, you're talking a lot of brain damage along the way, disenfranchisement of people who have suddenly found themselves in the Republican tent enjoying their cocktail. You know, they're going to exit stage left right away, and they're not going to do so very pleasantly.
Well, that was the result of my impromptu poll at a Fraternal Order of Police meeting the other night. I asked several guys, and the consensus was, if Trump's name is not on the ballot, I walk in, I vote for Dan Donovan, who's our local congressman, and walk out.
Mm.
So, anyway, here's what you got to look for on Tuesday. Well, this weekend.
Yes.
It's my understanding that Cruz is in California. Mm. So that tells me that the fix is in the Wisconsin. However, I don't know if you saw this last night, PPP, public policy polling, which is a Democrat operation, brings Trump 1 point behind at 37-38. Now, that 37 points, if it holds, could really upset the apple cart, because most people are under the impression that Wisconsin is a flat-out winner-take-all state, mm-hmm. as in Ohio.
Right.
That's not necessarily true.
Mm-hmm.
You can still get delegates by winning congressional districts. And unless Trump is completely shut out in Wisconsin, it's going to be big egg on the face for Cruz and the RNC. So
yeah, these numbers in Wisconsin have been all over. I mean, you know, the swings, Coach, have been extremely dramatic.
See, if Cruz comes back this weekend, then their internal polling tells them that the PPP poll is right and perhaps the others are not.
Well, you know, of course, that conversation will continue with Wisconsin tightening up. Bernie Sanders still has a lead over Hillary Clinton, and, you know, the beat goes on, as they say. Coach Kevin Collins is with us. We've got more from Coach coming up on the other side of the break. I will remind you of his new website, coachesteam.com. Right, Coach? You got it. 19 before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
From the creators of God's Not Dead.
I hate what people like your clients stand for and what they're doing to our society.
A classroom answer.
One of your students sent a text to their parents. Did this happen?
If you're asking whether I responded to a student's question, yes.
And your answer incorporated the words of Jesus.
Could cost Grace Wesley everything.
The Thalys are asking that you be fired, plus revocation of your teaching certificate.
They're looking to destroy you.
I'm not going to be afraid to say the name Jesus. I would rather stand with God and be judged by the world than stand with the world and be judged by God.
Peace, God, free! God's not dead, he's truly alive!
God's Not Dead, too. Now play. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Tickets and show times available at godsnotdead.com.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings, it's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back, America. 14 before the top of the hour. Our conversation continues with Coach Kevin Collins. His website, Coach's Team. It's a new website. Take a note of it. Coachesteam.com. Coach Jim Comey, the FBI director, reportedly investigated the Clintons some 20 years ago. So he's not new to this dance. And I think this purported meeting that the sit down face to face with Hillary isn't going to be an April Fool's joke, is it?
No. I had high hopes for the results here. I really hoped that what was happening was that Comey would be making sure that he took over this investigation personally, so that when the hammer came down on Mrs. Clinton, it would all be on him, mm-hmm. and it wouldn't be on some understudy.
Exactly.
However, now that I'm looking a little more carefully at the situation, I have come to the reluctantly come to the conclusion that I think that Comey is the perfect guy for the Democrats to shut this down. He's a Republican. He is just look at him, and he is the quintessential FBI-looking guy. Mm-hmm. He doesn't look shady. And when he comes back and says there's no there, that's going to be the end of it. So, it's just so frustrating. Comey has crossed swords with these people before,
mm-hmm.
and he himself was stunned even at the Mark Rich pardons at the end of
Clinton's, Bill Clinton's, yes, right.
Mm-hmm. time in office. But, when it comes down to it, it just doesn't look like it's going to go anywhere. I hope I'm wrong, because this is the life of our country. This is a terrible, terrible thing that this woman has done. And if she walks away from this, there's a very good chance that she could be elected president and we could have another 8 years of Barack Obama.
Oh, without a doubt. But Coach, tell the people what we know about this Hillary Clinton investigation, where it sits right now, because some people have made the comparative early on. It's like, look, if she doesn't get indicted, then somebody owes General Petraeus one big apology. There was comparatives there. Now you start hearing, well, it's not exactly the same thing. And, some of us would perceive that, yes, you're right, it's not exactly the same thing. It's worse.
Yeah. Well, Comey had for at least the last 7 months, has had up to 30 agents and technical specialists analyzing every aspect of this investigation, looking at her handling of the emails. Now, you know, I don't expect it to come down to a bumper sticker, but just from what I know from reading it, and I haven't been in Washington, D.C. in several years, Hillary Clinton was supposed to, as a member of the State Department, was supposed to take a mandatory course on handling of sensitive documents and emails, communication, electronic communication, etc. She did not take that course. More than that, she is reported to have lied to the Gowdy Committee saying that she did take it. Now, both of those are felonies. The first one is a federal felony relating to her conduct as the Secretary of State, and the second one is a felony for lying to a congressional committee. Now, after that, it should be all downhill for her, but I don't know. It just looks like Obama has too much riding on her surviving. I know that he doesn't like her personally. That's pretty obvious. But he likes his legacy more than he likes.
But, well, you know, I thought it was interesting a couple of weeks ago, Coach, on Face the Nation. I can't remember who said the statement, but it was hysterical and blatantly honest about Hillary Clinton. She said that she just lies about lying. And, you know, this is a woman that I think she created the phrase plausible deniability. And this is what her and Bill Clinton are just, they're black belts in plausible deniability. I mean, even when you hear her talk about anything that has to do with Benghazi, although, I mean, you know, this recent faux pas, which is unbelievable. I mean, Donald Trump makes an artful, you know, phrase, and, you know, there's no end to it. She says something like, nobody died in Libya, and you go, what? And I got to imagine Sean Smith's mother had to absolutely go catatonic when she heard that, because, you know, it's like, wait a minute. You know, what parallel universe do you travel in? And in that one, I don't know how you get into plausible deniability. In fact, I don't even want to hear her talk about it, because I know she will get me in a bucket of gum in 2 seconds, because she talks in circles. It's kind of like Scott has this sound bite from Hillary Clinton, who repeatedly talks about being transparent. And in this one deal, Scott, chime in here in just a second. Coach, listen to this soundbite here really quick. It's only about 15 seconds here. Go ahead, Scott, play this.
Transparency. I think the answer is transparency, that there will be complete transparency. An answer for that is what we have been doing for the last several years, and that is to be transparent about it.
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
You know, it's just an outtake from a movie. You know, you keep using that word. I don't think you know what that word means. And that's, you know, and Barack Obama did the same thing, if you remember. He talked about being the most transparent administration that we've ever had, and everything is just lost out in the ether somewhere, you know, and it's almost like if they tell you something, I'm going to be transparent. You know, why are you telling me? Why aren't you just transparent, you know?
The only light in the tunnel for that is I use one of my family members who's a strong Trump supporter as my sounding board here, and of course it's admittedly not scientific, but she says, I don't care what they say. I don't care what the New York Times says. I don't care. And I'm voting for Trump. That's the end of it, because I hate politicians and I hate politics, and I just don't want to be bothered listening. And I'll tell you what, with those enthusiasm numbers that I told you, this could be a very interesting result when we go to Cleveland in July.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there's another thing. Don't forget, I taught behavioral science, and one of the principles that I taught people was that when the stimulus is constant, it disappears. Yes, Trump has had a bad week, but he had a bad week because of self-inflicted wounds. Mm-hmm. You know, they've spent probably from Jeb Bush. And yet, there he is on the top of the polls. Even today's Reuters has him slipping down to only a 10-point lead over Cruz nationally. So, and I'll get that in because I'm honest. Yeah, right.
Coach, I you know, and I appreciate this perspective here. I mean, my advice, and as if I should give advice to one Donald Trump, is that, you know, especially when you are in a campaign like this, it ebb, it flows, kind of like what Newt Gingrich was referring to. And you got to understand the ebb and flow and the rhythm of things. And, you know, I love that Donald Trump does not hold back. I mean, I don't know who he's not been interviewed by, except maybe me. But everybody, you know, he's open to talk to anybody. And, you know, I was talking with a friend of mine, we're personal friends with Hugh Hewitt, and Donald Trump has blasted Hugh on a couple occasions. Now, Hugh's a really brilliant man. I have a high regard for Hugh. And Donald Trump has taken a couple of cheap shots at him, but I think that Donald Trump needs to listen to the questions that Hugh Hewitt asked him. He wasn't trying to do a gotcha thing, but he was opening up his vistas and understanding what's happening in the Middle East, and he needs to be a little bit more aware of what's going on there. And Donald Trump, first time, took a shot and said, well, you're a hack, you're meaningless, and, you know, how many people, you know, listen to your show? And then he's back on the following week, and then on national TV here, about a week ago, he takes another shot at him, and then he goes on Chris Matthews, and Chris Matthews doesn't even have half the audience as Hugh Hewitt does, but he doesn't blast Chris Matthews. So, you know, there's some inconsistency there, and, you know, but that's Donald Trump, and, you know, I'll give him his place, but I think he needs to, all that to say that he's been real open, and I appreciate that he's gone on every interview. He's been out there. But sometimes you get to the point of maybe a little bit of overexposure. You need to give yourself a little bit of breath and, you know, and do that. I don't know. You know, that would be my caution to him, is that it's okay for him to take a breath, because he's been out there. He's done more interviews than John Kasich and Ted Cruz combined.
Yeah. Well, see, I think that I agree largely agree with what you're saying, and I would just offer this, that Trump is playing on the fact that his supporters amongst the rank and file in the Republican side feel betrayed, not only by the RNC, but also by the so-called conservative media. Mm-hmm. And he's painting a mustache on Hewitt, perhaps unfairly. But that's it. Look, he got into it with Fox, and he's not afraid to back down from Fox. And the Fox's numbers, they say, keep going up. But I tell you what, if you look at some of the conservative websites that I'm on, Fox has got the name of mud, even amongst Cruz people.
Exactly. Well, Coach, we're out of time. Thank you so much for being with us, Coach Kevin Collins, on Bill Martinez Live.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.